have, of course, Lou Belson on drums, Herb Ellis on the guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Ross Tompkins on piano. But you have a lot of equipment in front of you, Lou.
Well, I have a very unique setup. I use the two bass drums, and I have two pedals to operate it with the left foot. I have the hi-hat and the left bass drum. And then, of course, I have a series of tom-toms here. Now you've got combinations with the feet and the hands.
With the, right.
Now, I'll play a series of few bars just using the right bass drum. If we were playing a normal tune, and I would be playing, like, with the sticks, I'd be doing this. That's pretty straight down the middle time. Now, if I was going to do something a little more intricate, if the tune allowed it, where I would use the other bass drum with accentuations in and out of the beat, then I would make this kind of a sound.
Fantastic. Could you do the same thing, a shortened version of what you just did, eliminating the hands, so we could hear exactly what you were doing with your feet?
With the feet, yeah.
There's something special about the drums that enables you to set up a foundation, a rhythmic foundation for other people to play on. It's a responsibility that you have to do. It's a joy that you have. With the drums, you have the capacity to create a mood for any amount of people. It doesn't matter if you're playing in a club, if you're playing in a hall, if you're playing in the streets at a carnival. You create the scene that's happening. You can make people dance with what you do. What you play, the other musicians play off of that, play on top of it. You set up a mood for them to play on top of. Right now we just play a rhythm, playing off this rhythm that's on the drums. Everybody comes in one by one just to start a groove, to get a feeling happening. Take your time with it and let the groove happen. Let it start to roll, you know.